Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.
Awesome! Sleepover!
I can't wait.
Oh my God!
Wait, do I need like a sleeping bag? I have some.
I want to sleep over.
Yep, I knew Kelly was going to have FOMO.
I'm really thinking about this now.
She's got massive FOMO.
And I totally
FOMO.
Could.
So.
Oh my God, should I sleep over too?
Only if you bring those chocolate chip muffins again.
Okay.
Chocolate chip muffins.
Remember up at Moose said
and
she
I
brought chocolate
them.
Chip muffins and we grilled them?
Oh, that's
she grilled
right.
Them.
It's because I had the shakes.
Oh, right.
I had the shakes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I was like, do you want me to hold that plate? It looks like you're going to drop that. No, we're having the crew over the house tomorrow. And we were like, listen, you know, we don't have the kids, so if you need to crash, you know, it's a little drive now. So
might take you up on that.
Awesome! Sleepover!
I don't have kids all weekend. I could technically also sleep over.
You could just, like we said, you could just go to work with Blake on Monday morning. He'll just drive you to work.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. That was not part of the discussion.
That's a great idea.
We don't know exactly what it is that girls do at their slumber parties, but if they all start lezzing out, just roll with it.
No,
right? Oh, God. That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh my gosh, now my wheels are turning.
After the lezzing out clip?
Yeah, no.
it's like that's an awkward time to say that. first of all, we have a few things to celebrate. So tomorrow we're celebrating Tim's birthday, but it's also like the first time you guys get to come see the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also our 1 year anniversary tomorrow.
Wait a second, is it really?
Yep. And
we're definitely sleeping over then.
And Kelly,
well, now I feel they're gonna want some alone time.
Right,
Kel.
Right.
Well,
they offered.
Now we're like
you guys
wheels.
Weren't gonna be in our bedroom.
What?
Okay, I
of
mean, like there are other rooms.
Kelly might be.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, never mind. Todd can stay. Kelly can't.
Oh man!
I can just imagine. Hi guys.
Kelly emerges from underneath
the bed. 2 in the morning. What?
Oh my God.
So, but Kelly has something to celebrate too with this debt consolidation thing.
Yeah,
that is cool.
And she's loaded, so she's bringing all the alcohol.
Tell you what, we have gone from bottom of like we were so broke, like we lost everything. We couldn't afford propane. My parents bought our Christmas presents. You know, this is very personal, but we didn't pay anything for years, and we had like the sheriff's department showing up with charge offs for credit cards and you're going to go to court if you like that's how bad it was. Our house almost went into foreclosure and my parents saved it. Like, it was really bad. You know, we put everything we had into starting Plucked, and for the past 5 years we've been digging out and not having money, and we were that awkward couple that would go out with our friends and they would want to go to dinner and oh my God, is the card going to get declined? Do we have enough, you know? And so 5 to 6 years later, we have a home equity loan. We have money in the bank. We're officially out of debt. It's like
that's amazing.
It is
a great
life
story.
Changing.
Congrats! It really is amazing.
Yeah, it's something to celebrate.
Good
for
you guys for figuring it out and making it work.
Yeah. So to celebrate, I'm sleeping over at Blake and Tim's. This is going to be a great weekend. Wow!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you? I just imagine. I know that you ended up like interrupting one of the closing the receptionist's phone call.
Yeah. Well, we had the kitchen designer come over on Monday when I got out of work, and his name was Bernie. And he comes in, and you know, he's
Bernie.
The thing that I've wanted about forever is like a new kitchen to update the kitchen. And so we went through and he picked what we want. And as he was leaving, I was like, "Can I hug you?" And I like gave him a big hug. And then after he was like, "So I'm not a hugger." I was like, okay, this is awkward. And then the closing was Tuesday, and I walk into the title company, and, you know, this woman's on speakerphone, and Jay and I are like, okay. And then I hear the person that's on the speaker that she's talking to, and I'm like, Jay, do I know that voice?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, shut up, Kelly. And I'm like, so I scream across the room. I go into the office, and I interrupt her phone call, and I'm like, Liz, is that you?
Was it?
Yeah,
this is such a small main thing. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
Like,
it's so small main. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a great week. And I hugged, you know, my mortgage guy from Saco Valley, and I hugged the title woman. Yeah, I've been hugging everyone.
Your slogan, you should have like a little subtitle on your shirt. It's Kelly. She makes herself known.
right.
Yeah.
Give Bernie a squeeze. Well, you know what? Maybe instead of our house, you can go hang at Bernie's.
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's.
That's exciting. So, yeah, a lot of toast. We got to get some champagne for tomorrow.
Gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Done.